USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is expected to deliver an article of impeachment against former President Donald Trump for inciting a riot at the U.S. Capitol to the Senate this evening. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says the trial will be a healing moment for the country.
Everyone wants to put this awful chapter in American history behind us, but sweeping it under the rug will not bring healing. The only way to bring healing is to actually have real accountability.
The trial is set to begin in 2 weeks. A letter to GOP senators urges them to consider the evidence before deciding how to vote on conviction. It's signed by 9 prominent Republican lawyers, including 2 former Trump administration officials. In an effort to stop the spread of a new coronavirus variant, President Joe Biden will ban most non-U.S. citizens who have recently been in South Africa, Brazil, the United Kingdom, Ireland, and 26 countries in Europe from entering the country starting Saturday. This is USA Radio News.
As Joe Biden becomes America's 46th president, so much is happening in Washington, and millions of Americans are turning to Newsmax, a news source they can trust. Newsmax is already America's fastest-growing cable news channel, and Newsmax.com is your place for breaking news online. So download the Newsmax app now on your smartphone and start watching Newsmax TV for free. The app has no paywall and gives real news you can trust. Watch great shows with Greg Kelly, Grant Stitchfield, Dick Morris, Michelle Malkin, Diamond and Silk, Mike Huckabee, Alan Dershowitz, Sean Spicer, and a lot more. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. If you don't get Newsmax on cable, call your operator and tell them you want Newsmax. You can always switch to a new service that has Newsmax. Or watch Newsmax for free on Roku, YouTube, Apple TV, Zumo, TiVo Plus, Pluto, and smart TVs like Samsung and LG. Tune in today because Newsmax is real news for real people.
Sarah Sanders, who served as press secretary in the Trump administration, has announced she's running for governor of Arkansas.
As governor, I will defend your right to be free of socialism and tyranny, your Second Amendment right to keep your family safe, and your freedom of speech and religious liberty. Our state needs a leader with the courage to do what's right, not what's politically correct.
Sanders is the daughter of former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee. She has reportedly been considering running for governor since before she left the White House in 2019. About 150 protesters gathered in downtown Tacoma, Washington last night, one night after a police officer ran over someone in a crowd and may have hit others with their patrol car at a street race. The department says officers were responding to clear vehicles and people blocking an intersection when the crowd surrounded the officer's vehicle. 58-year-old officer on paid leave while an investigation plays out. Protesters blocked streets, lit trash cans on fire, and smashed windows. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Top aides to President Biden have begun talks on a $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief package with senators on both sides in hopes of passing the bill with bipartisan support. USA Radio's Dan Naraki has more.
Lawmakers are looking at passing another round of coronavirus relief, with Senator Bernie Sanders calling for passing a measure through the reconciliation process, meaning it would only need 50 votes to get out of the Senate. Senator Ben Cardin says the Senate knows the American people want them to work together to get further COVID relief done. The Maryland Democrat tells Fox News that whatever they do, it has to be done in a bipartisan manner.
We recognize that the American people want us to deal with these issues and to listen to each other. So, yes, I think what is critically important is that we respond quickly. The urgency is there. Families are really hurting. Businesses are hurting. State and local government need help. The vaccine distribution needs to be more effective than it's been. So there's areas that have to be done quickly that we need to work with.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The CDC will sign an order today requiring masks on all airplanes, ferries, trains, subways, buses, taxis, and rideshare vehicles for all travelers 2 and older. The rules are set to take effect later this week. Masks can be removed while briefly eating or drinking. All international travelers ages 2 and up will have to present a negative coronavirus test result within 3 days of travel or prove they have recovered from COVID-19 before being allowed to enter the U.S. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.